Happy Sunday, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Sunday. Today is August the 8th, the 8th month, the 8th day. Woo! We are well into August, y'all. A lot of different things that are transpiring for us and that are manipulating us as well as manifesting for us, but we want to stay focused on the positive and trying to move forward. Today's podcast is going to be about prayer. Since it's Sunday, why not talk about it? A lot of people probably got out and went to church today or focus on just relaxing and as well as just having a relaxing day. Whatever that you decided to do, I hope that your day was wonderful, and I hope it continues to be wonderful. It's very hard to try to explain to people what is prayer or how to pray. But, you know, even whenever I was going to church and stuff like that, I didn't know how to pray. I just was doing exactly what people told me to do. It really wasn't into the point of manifesting something to make a change. I just wanted whatever I asked for to come true. Not looking at the point that I had to do something in order for it to happen. Like, I'm not saying that manifestation don't exist without action. I'm just saying that, you know, don't you think it's better for you to put forth an effort for things to happen in order for it to happen than to just sit back and wait for it to happen? That's just my logic or my reality of it. Maybe yours is something else different. Maybe you just believe that things is going to happen without an action. You know, even in the Bible or even when I was going to church, they were saying that faith without work is dead. So that means that you still have to work for something, whatever faith that you believe in, you're still going to have to work for it. So why you just have to just live in and dependent on faith? You still got to make an action for something. So with that being said, it brought me to the logic of the understanding of prayer. Like, do you know how to pray? What is prayer? What does prayer do for you? Prayer, I think, is something that we all should do, meaning that we all should cultivate our thoughts as well as our feelings together in order to motivate us to make a change in order for things to happen. A lot of people feel like if they pray about something, I'm going to just pray about it and things are going to change. Don't. If you think about stuff like that, if you're living in that still same oppressed logic, then I'm sorry. Because the simple fact is, if you put yourself in somebody else's shoes, just because somebody prayed about something or recited something or asked for something doesn't mean that it's going to happen. So, with that being said, you got to think outside of the box and put some action to it in order for things to change. Things don't change just because you ask them to change. Things change because either somebody took action in order for it to change, or even yourself took action for it in order for it to change. You just got to get to the point of that. I was thinking about that earlier this morning whenever I was praying. I wanted to the point of in sync of want more happiness and more abundance and growth. And I want that to manifest into my life as well as others, you know. Within that being said, I feel that in my heart, as felt in not just with the thoughts of my mind. I wanted this and I desire this with my heart as well as my mind. Vice versa. We can't just keep living off the point of somebody telling us to recite something over and over again and expecting for it to happen. Reciting something is just like you reciting maybe a poem of saying something, expecting for it to change. In order for things to change, we have to make change. We can't get to the point of just leaning and depending on just reciting something, or when we pray to our higher power or to whoever that you decide that you pray for, you know, to each their own. But I just feel like I need to talk to myself and manifest within myself in order for things to change. You know, even in the Bible or even when I was going to church, they taught us, or they told us that, you know, that God don't act off of free will. So with that being said, praying to, or what are you praying to? Like, does that make even any sense? Like, if I ask God to help me through whatever situation that I'm going through, I still got to make the action of being strong and as well as taking an action in order for things to change, regardless of what. Because then, like, if we rely on the point of asking God to help us, then why we couldn't ask God not to allow us to go through those different trials and tribulations? It's, you know, it's kind of controversial within the situation, but at the same time, we're not going to focus on that. We're focusing on the point that how we should pray. Whatever that we decide that we want or that we desire in this world, we got to make an action to do it. We got to take action in order for it to happen. Things are not going to just fall out the sky and just happen for us. A lot of different people don't realize those type of things. They just like to say things because it sounds good, and it has got a lot of us in trouble. I know it has for me. I don't know about for you all, but it has for me. And just think about our ancestors, all the different things they prayed for and the different things that they wanted for themselves and for their kids and their siblings, and you know, their moms and their dad, and they prayed for these things, for these people, for the Europeans to stop torturing them and beating them and taking them through different trials and tribulations in it. And it eventually, and maybe to the point of the beating stops or whatever the case may be, but how many lives were lost behind that situation? You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, and a lot of different people, I think the things didn't stop. That type of situation didn't stop until people got sick and tired of being sick and tired of going through the same thing over and over again. You know, they was like, hey, we can't keep continuing to destroy these people. They're gonna be combative and rebel against us. And plenty of the times in history, they have told us those things has happened. So that's just like with the point of day-to-day living. We keep being at something or keep working at something. Eventually, we're going to get some type of change. Not just to the point of just sitting still in the corner and just hoping. And you know, I use the word hope a whole lot, which I try to detour from it. But that's the only thing that people in my culture resonate with. They stuck on the point of hoping that things are going to change without some action being done. You know, when you pray, you sit down and you focus on what you're praying about. A lot of people don't realize that type of stuff. Even in psychology or whatever the case may be, some of the exercises that they taught us to do was to you know, repeat things over and over again, because the simple fact is it's getting your mental, then eventually, even if you don't want to repeat it, you know, you remember it and it get in your memory, and so you be like, hey, why not just try it anyway? A lot of people don't realize those type of things. Once you repeat stuff over and over again and it resonates with your heart as well as your mind, you know, that gives you that boost and that power to want to change and do things different. And that's just what prayer is. You know, you want it to resonate with one another in order for you to make a change for within yourself. You know, of course, we know that's just like with our parents. We ask our parents for forgiveness for different things or different things that we take them through, or just different things, just when they told us not to do something. We ask our parents for forgiveness, but we get to the point that we don't want to be punished for it, so we ask for forgiveness. So we don't want to be punished for the different things that we continue to do that causes harm to us or other people that surround us. So with that being said, you know, you need to think about the manifestation or what's going to happen, what's the result of any situation that you be in. Praying and taking action on your life or what you have going on, and not getting to the point of just being focusing on doing things because they sound good, or stagnant into your situation. Some people get on their knees to pray. Some people stand up to pray. Some people lay down to pray. I don't care what it is that you need to do in order to pray to yourself, to know that you need to change your behavior, or you need to make a change for yourself in order for things to work. It doesn't matter. I don't care what religion or background that you come from. You know, always talk to yourself. Meditate within yourself in order for you to do better. That's just like with somebody with an addiction. They tell themselves that they want to stop, but in their heart they want to stop, but in their mind they want to continue to do the same thing over and over again. And those two are not, when your mind and your heart don't resonate with each other, you cause a catastrophe. You cause an uproar. You cause to the point of things not being the way that they supposed to be. And then you got to try to get to the point of trying to fix it, or getting help from somebody to try to help fix your situation. That's when you get to the point that I was telling my husband that yesterday, that, hey, you got to get to the point of allowing your thoughts and your mind to coincide with one another in order for you to make a change. Once your heart is into something, you want that. You want that. You desire that. Because we all have good and evil in us. We just have to make the right decision, or the decision that is best for us. Not to the just saying it's best for us, but best to for us to not cause harm to ourselves as well as other people that surround us. There's just a lot for us to think about. You know, once you allow yourself to think for yourself, and stop allowing what you were taught, or what that you felt like you continue to do things because it sounds good. You know, it may be feel uncomfortable a little bit at first, but eventually the results of it, you know, it's just permanent. It's permanent. It's nothing. There's no holes in it. There's nothing to look back on, or none of that, besides the point that, hey, I was doing something for so long, and now that I know better, I do better. You know, just sitting to the point of just praying, not thinking of having your thoughts on other things, focusing on what you feel like that you need to do in order to make things right. If you need to listen to soft music to relax yourself, to get focused, then that's, hey, maybe that's what something that some people needs to do in order to have some type of understanding. Whatever that you feel like that you need to do, and to have some type of understanding for your heart as well as your mind to resonate with one another, in order for you to pray to make a change for yourself and people, for, you know, your loved ones. Because once you start doing things that is right, then other people, sometimes they don't accept you. Sometimes they don't accept you because to some effect, if you've been doing something wrong for so long. It's time for us to get up out of that type of mindset. We got to get to the point of knowing what we're doing is right, and being feeling confident in what we're doing is right. Just being more settled and relaxed, and to have some type of understanding of what it is. You know, some people, it's hard for people to smile. A friend of mine that I went to school with, I seen she posted on social media that she was, you know, it seems as if she's so happy and full of abundance and joy. And a lot of people, you know, look down on other people's happiness. I seen some people comment some slick, sly stuff or whatever. That type of thing, those are bitter people. Continue to smile even if somebody else don't want to see you smile or wants to see you happy, because they're caught up in their misery. Some people might even get to the point of saying, well, some of the things that you talk about, it seems very harsh, and it doesn't look to the point of making us want to change and do anything different. We've been doing this for however long. A lot of different people have been doing a lot of different things for a long period of time. Sorry about that. I had a call. But a lot of different people don't realize that it's good to see others happy. They say they are happy that you are happy, but on the inside, they're really not happy that you're happy. Those type of people, you could just only give them positive reinforcement. But back to what I was saying, a lot of different people might look at is what I be what I'm talking about, or what I might post, or anything of that nature. They're saying that, hey, that reminds us of the all the harsh things that we have done to ourselves as well as other people. Some people just want to cover up stuff. We can't always use a throw rug in order to try to cover up our demons, because it's going to eventually come out somewhere else. Once you know that what you are doing is wrong, and you realize what you're doing is wrong, then you will get to the point of trying to make a change to do better. I used to like to go out and party and just have a good time with people and drink and stuff, not realizing that it's okay to have a good time with people, and it's okay to have laughter and stuff. But at the same time, sometimes we can expose ourselves to stuff that is not of us, and it's causing us so much harm and discord and causing harm to people around us, because the things that we do is not just only hurting us, it's hurting people that's around us. And then you are, I guess we can say that we're persuading people to be something that they're not. A lot of people attach themselves onto your energy, and you want to give out to the point of positive energy, uplifting energy, truth, things that you don't have to hide from. I want to live a life that I don't have to hide from my reality. A lot of us do that. We hide from our reality by saying things because it sounds good. We hide from our reality by doing things because that's what we've been taught to do for however long. You know, a lot of different people, even to the point of the church building, we get to the point that there's nothing wrong with conjugating with other people and inspiring one another to do better. But at the same time, it doesn't make any sense to keep saying the same thing over and over again about somebody else's story. We need to be teaching ourselves about our own story, about the different trials and tribulations that we continue to go through on a day-to-day basis. Maybe we can say, hey, I can refer that to different things that other people have went through. But that's not me. I didn't go through what they went through. I'm going through what I'm going through. That's just life, period. I guess I would say that I would go back to church if it was something that was going to be teaching me how to do better for me, how to do better for the society as a whole, how to incorporate to the point about how to pray, what to pray about, in order to make things to manifest and to be better for myself as well as people that's around me. I don't want to keep talking about the same thing over and over again. That's not going to bring me joy, abundance, truth, the reality of what's going on a day-to-day basis. I love reality. Reality is, once you know that you living off of reality, then you get to the point that you know that that's the truth for you. You don't have to adjust to something that's false. Then on down the line, you know, it comes and slap you in the face because you want to hide up or put a throw rug over it. That we don't need to keep living like that, people. If you got to get on your knees to pray, to manifest and for things to be better for you, then by all means do it. But just know that you got to have your heart as well as your mind to coincide with one another in order for your soul to react to what you're supposed to be doing in order to better yourself. I'm not saying that we don't thank our higher power, our creation, of different things that we are going through, or things that we haven't went through, or things that we have been saved from. I'm just saying that the point that you got to do things because it makes sense. Don't keep doing things over and over again because it sounds good. Who want? That's not even reality. That's a bunch of lies or whatever. We got to get to the point of having more of an understanding and to be willing to accept change in order for us to change. Some people will not accept change for nothing in the world. They want to get to the point of because it's safer, or it sounds good to them, or they have been doing this for so long and they don't want to change. They want to step out of their element. I've been doing this for so long. I've been doing this for so long. You know, that's just like a broken record on a piccolo machine or something like that. I know I went far back then, but I'm just a realist, and being real is the most important thing for me that's in life. Regardless if it hurts me or people that's around me, I'd rather for my energy to be real than to be partaken as something that's fake, and for me to keep doing things because it sounds good. We're living in a world where people are dying every day. Children are dying every day. They're not even getting the opportunity to just be able to experience life or what life has to offer, because we get to the point of they come into this world, and that's even us. We came into this world and we exposed to things that is not of us, things that is not, it's so been so commercialized of knowing what it is. Like, even to the point, I feel like if I was younger and I was taught meditation when I was younger, I think that I would be able to understand prayer and why I was praying, or why that I'm doing certain things that I do. You know, don't you want to get to the point that you're doing things that make sense, not doing things because it sounds good or because, hey, my grandmama did this and my granddaddy did this and that. They made a lot of mistakes as well. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes as well as people's past mistakes or whatever. That's one thing that's within me. I try to learn from my mistakes and get out of my comfort zone of doing the things because it sounds good or whatever. One way that I feel like prayer should be done, especially whenever it comes down to a marriage, it's a unity or a commitment between two people. You both are praying, or you're being straight up and honest with one another. I tend to do this more with my husband. I hold his hands. We hold hands when we're walking. We hug each other more. I didn't get that when I was younger. So with that being said, I tend to hug a lot, or I tell him, hey, come here, let me give you a hug. He be looking at me all crazy and stuff, but then once he gets to the point of being more relaxed, of understanding what I'm saying, then he hugs, you know, he receives it better. That's even with a day-to-day living. That's a form of unity or togetherness amongst people. That's even if somebody that you're going through something with or whatever, and you asking them for forgiveness, for that person to have to be relaxed of what you are. First of all, you got to stop doing what you did in order to cause them pain, but to make them feel more comfortable around you by your changed behavior, understanding what you've done is wrong and correcting it, as well as sometimes just giving a handshake or a hug or an inviting situation within them to get an understanding. And I'm not saying that everybody is so inviting to a hug, especially with this different pandemic that we have going on, or whatever the case may be, but people seem to be more relaxed within that. I met this girl some years ago, and she was a hugger, and I was like, God, why she always hugging all the time? And I really didn't realize that was the way that her family members were brought up, to the point of hugging, something that I was not exposed to. So I wasn't doing that with my sons. And then eventually, with her doing that a whole lot for everybody that she see, she always come up to them. Either she give them a handshake or she give them a hug. And I started doing that with my boys and stuff or whatever. They're like, Mama, that's not right. You don't do that. Or whatever, to the point now they see that, hey, you know, that's an inviting thing to let that person know that, hey, I am here for you and that I love you and so forth and so on or whatever. Not saying that some people don't fake it or whatever the case may be, fake it until they make it or whatever. But, you know, it just seems more inviting when you do those type of things, hugging somebody, giving eye-to-eye contact with people, having some type of understanding, or giving them to make them feel more relaxed around you. And to me, I feel like that's some form of prayer. Not all the time that we have to say anything in order to pray. Most times it's best for us to be quiet in order for us to pray. Meditation. Just being, you know, more inviting and having an understanding. Once you start talking about something that you need to do in order for you to change, you get that understanding in your mind as well as in your thoughts, you know, in your heart. And it coincides within your spirit, and voila, you see a change. And you're like, hey, okay, this wasn't so bad after all. I need to do this more often. We get to the point, like even in the Bible, it was telling us to the point about sacrificing. They sacrificed lambs and hogs or something else or whatever the craziness that they were saying within that. We need to be sacrificing things that we are comfortable with or whatever. Like sacrificing the point of watching television too much. You know, a lot of this commercialized things. Once we listen to nature, just even listening to the wind and stuff like that, maybe even reading or writing things down, repeating them over and over again or whatever, just doing things out of our norm, that's a form of sacrificing. And who's to say that those sacrificing things are not to the point of that's something that's good for us? We need to get to the point of realizing that sometimes the things that we sacrifice is some of the things that we need to get rid of anyway. It's just a lot for you guys to think about. You know, readjust yourself when it comes down to prayer. Allow your mind and your heart to coincide with your spirit so your spirit can be able to do something else different, to be happy, and to have some type of understanding or whatever the case may be. You don't want to get to the point that you are just lost amongst yourself and you don't know where to go. The best thing to do is to talk to yourself, to tell yourself, hey, listen, I need to change. I need to change. I need to change. I need to change. A lot of people look at their enemies or people that is against them as somebody that's always trying to destroy them. Sometimes people that's against you aren't the ones that are the ones that's trying to destroy you. It's people that could be right there next to you and amen with you and are the ones that's destroying you. As you keep living, best believe you will find that out. I know I have. Only thing that I could do was just wish them well and want what's best for them or whatever the case may be and just keep it moving. And I suggest you do the same thing. Once we know better, we do better, people. We realize that a lot of different things that have been taught to us were wrong. And you have to accept to the point that they were wrong because you've been doing it wrong for so long. I know I have. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. You know, I've said that several times before, or whatever the case may be. But once you keep trying at something, you'll get better at it. Today is August the 8th, y'all. Meditate within yourself. Talk to yourself. Pray to yourself. Prayer is not just reciting something over and over again and thinking that you're going to get a different result. Prayer is something that you have to do in order to make change. Y'all have a good day.